Flip it.
It is time now for the word of the day, not with Wayne Pond.
Flip it.
It is Flip It Friday, and that means Nikki does the honors.
Flip it.
Wayne, you there, buddy?
I'm here, and I am fully clothed. I want you both to know.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Such a relief.
Yeah.
None of that free soda pop on word of the day. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Wayne is fully clothed as opposed to what he normally is when he does the word of the day. So today...
half crazy. Fully clothed and half crazy.
He's going to sit back and listen as you deliver the word.
All right. Well, let me get that started then. Here we go. I like this word because it's kind of fun to say. Here we go. The word of the day is flabbergast.
Flabbergast.
Oh, I love it.
Flabbergast.
Yes.
Flabbergast.
I'm going to spell it real quick for you.
Okay.
F-L-A-B-B-E-R-G-A-S-T. And it means to overcome with surprise and bewilderment or astound.
I've heard.
Where did it come from, Nikki?
I hear flabbergasted a lot, but not flabbergast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Shakespeare, like all your words.
It's from the Greek.
Like it might be German. Is that possible? I don't know.
Mm. Here's some related words to throw your way. I like the phrase "what the what." So that could be one way.
That's not how I say it.
What the what? Or dumbfound. Amaze, astonish, daze, stun, things like that.
Sometimes, huh?
Well, I'm flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted at your recitation on Friday morning. Good for you.
Oh, why, thank you. Hopefully you won't get flabbergasted over the weekend.
Hopefully, I won't say hopefully either. So, all right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Wayne, you have a great weekend, big guy.
I'm going to stay fully clothed and dry. Those are my two goals this weekend.